What are the answers? You're hearing them. First answer has to be awareness. You cannot change something you're not aware of.
Okay.
So you're already ahead of yourself. And I asked you if you felt at any time that you were in your job and you felt like you were blaming people for your lack of forward movement. And you said, I don't know.
Yeah.
So you haven't looked for that. You can't change something you don't look for. So these are giving you opportunities to look for all these things. Once you find them, then you're going to reach out for something. Like in the dark when the lights go off, what do? Reach out for the wall or touch something and go grab. That's going to be now in your life when you have that feeling, you're going to reach out for God. And then from that moment, you're going to start healing those kinds of injuries and starting to see what's going on. But you can't change something you're not aware of. So awareness has to be the first part of any change. But I bring some awareness and you're like, what do I do about that? And you have to, each step leads to the next step. So it's really important to understand in our lives is that the first stage of change has to be awareness. If you're not aware of what needs to change, you can't change. But we get our intellect going so fast. Okay, I got the part where I used to be aware of this. Now what? Mm-hmm. But I haven't done that, but I'm like, now what? And that's that infantile ego wanting instant gratification now. I cannot handle frustration. I cannot handle waiting. When I want to do something, I want to do it now. Right? You know that feeling? And if we can't do it now, then what?
Screw it.
Then I don't want to do it at all. Now I'm going to punish you.